What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Little patties of bread or something like that.
Okay.
Corn dodgers.
What do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
Light bread, mostly.
Okay.
Loaf bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big, that it's, you know, it's a little bigger than that, that has a hole in the middle and is made with baking powder?
Donut.
Okay. And what do you call a similar pastry made with yeast? Do you differ between the two? Or,
well,
you know, one being made with baking powder and the other with yeast?
Well, there's not too much difference. It's only a lot of, if you make it up with yeast and let it set overnight for it to rise, and you still make bread out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't ever make bread like that way. I really don't know what you call it.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup?
Pancakes, some waffles. No, that's pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Strictly lean, strictly fat.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from a hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Well, my mother used to make that. That's sow's meat.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Pitted? Is it? No?
You know, the hard little, whatever it is in the cherry?
Now, we used to get them without that. Is it pitted? I used to say chairs pitted or something. I don't know. I guess that's, I don't know whether that's what you call it or not.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
Okay.
Peach seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Some of them are called Alberta peaches. I don't know whether that's the right kind or not. And some are clear seed peaches, which come off from the seed easily. So, but if it stuck to the seed on them, it wouldn't be called clear seeded.
So if it comes off, if meat is easily separated from the seed, you call it
a clear seed peach.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans, pole beans, string beans, whatever you call them.
And what are some beans that have to be shelled?
Well, you're not talking about peas, are you? And butter beans? Butter beans has to be shelled.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Mm. Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
The salad part, leafy vegetable. Is that what you?
Mm-hmm.
Turnips and the top, so we can always call them the salad part.
Okay. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? Well, it's basically the same type of, you know, form of, you know, like the squirrel.